You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
If you or your patients struggle with muscle cramps, spasms, soreness, or restless leg syndrome, you're going to want to hear about our non-opioid TheraWorks Relief. TheraWorks Relief is a clinically proven and published locally acting topical solution that prevents and relieves muscle cramps, spasms, and soreness in the legs and feet. In a research study including patients diagnosed with restless leg syndrome, TheraWorks Relief was shown to reduce symptoms commonly associated with accompanying RLS, including muscle cramps and spasms. Muscle cramps are reported as a side effect of hundreds of prescription medications, from intravenous iron sucrose and conjugated estrogens to statins and diuretics. By managing muscle cramps, TheraWorks Relief supports adherence, helping patients stay on important and often life-saving medications. TheraWorks Relief comes in an easy-to-use, fast-absorbing, non-greasy foam that can prevent muscle cramps and spasms with just a few simple applications a day. To learn more about TheraWorks Relief, go to TheraWorksRelief.com and click on the healthcare professional link.
Welcome to the Pharmacy Marketing Simplified Podcast, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Pharmacy Marketing Simplified focuses on easy and proven marketing tips from pharmacy owners and industry experts to leverage in your independent pharmacy business. This podcast is all about pharmacy marketing and how to be successful in today's competitive marketplace.
Welcome to the Pharmacy Marketing Simplified Podcast, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. I'm your host, Nicole McClure, president of GRX Marketing. And today we're going to discuss why the way your pharmacy looks on the inside is an important part of your overall brand and business strategy. And I'm so excited to have my guest on the show today, Fiona Sorrento-Verna, who is the owner of Sorrento-Verna, a pharmacy design company based in Italy and the U.S. So Fiona, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Hi, everybody.
So Fiona today is joining us from Rome. And so can you, for our listeners that aren't familiar with your company, can you give us a little bit of history on it and kind of just a background on yourself?
Sure. First of all, as I know that my name and the company name, because it's a family company, Sorrento-Verna is very difficult to pronounce for America. So we can say SV. So for cut the difficulties. So my story back to 1965, where my grandfather and my father started the company, and practically they started the company because my grandfather was born in Wyoming in America, and he became, when he came back in Italy, one of the manager of Olivetti. Olivetti was a huge company of typewriters that in the 70s was very famous, was one of the first company that also did the first computer. So he was famous worldwide. And my grandfather was one of the managers, so he traveled all over Mexico, South America, America. So he was in the moment really that he can, like me, a little bit, no? Traveling both. And so he started to look at the market and import in Italy the first pharmacy drawers. So this metal closet that was used for medicine. And still now we have in all the European pharmacies. And from this, the idea of my father to use metallic fixture for the pharmacy. So it started in 1965 with our first pharmacy in a huge hospital pharmacy in Turin. The idea have a big success also because my grandfather already at this point use marketing, and my father introduced the first category in the fixture. So really pioneeristic idea they have. And from this start all our company. Me and my brother, that is the CEO of the company, Luca Sorrento-Verna, we are both architects, and we internationalized the company 12 years ago. And in this moment, we became a worldwide company. So we are specialized only in pharmacy design and in fixture for pharmacy, because from that point on, from the 70s, we have started also to design our online. And this is important because the fixture that we design are only for pharmacy, are not used for other store. So this is a little, a brief story of our family and our company.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Yeah. And, you know, you and I connected, I think, about 5 or 6 years ago. And, you know, I've been kind of following your guys' company ever since. And, you know, I've always loved the look of your guys' design and whatnot. So it sounds like that you did the first pharmacy in the U.S. about 12 years ago then, is that right?
Or? Yes, our first pharmacy was in the 2012 in New Jersey. It's called Marlboro Village. Two owners, origin American and Russian, that they fell in love through internet about our realization, our idea. And so they decided to call us. From this point on, we really did a lot of work in all over the US. We arrive also now in the West Coast. We have many different work going on. So very exciting.
Yeah. How do you see pharmacy owners in different parts of the world, how they view design and branding and maybe even just East Coast compared to West Coast in the US, kind of what the difference is? And, you know, are there some common trends or is it distinctive to where they're located?
Traveling so much really give me the point of view of all the markets. So if we talk worldwide, what I learn is that there are some certain things that are equal for all the markets. So for example, the research of the customer for a perfect customer care or a smile can really help the profits of a pharmacy, but also to have a layout and a pharmacy that create a front end that is very unique and make feel the customer cozy and like they are at home, but surprise them with something inside. So what we try to do, because every pharmacy we design is in a different place, to know through our client, so through the independent owners that can be in each place of the world, who is the community. So where the pharmacy will be situated, will be located. This is very important. If it's possible, I like always me or my architect come and take a look around. This is very important because of course tradition and way of life are different. And this not only from, for example, in US, East, Central or West Coast, but also in Florida, maybe North Florida towards Miami. So, and in the same town also. So it's always very important to understand who is the last customer. If the goal and our mission is to make our pharmacy sell more, it's very important to know the customer that will go through the door. And I think that one important thing that independent now in the US market, we are talking about a 36% of all the drugstores, so it's a very huge number of independent, mm-hmm. is that most of the independent I met in these years in US, they know very well their community. So we just talk and try to find out how we can push the sales and help the independent owners.
Yeah, no, that's very interesting. I didn't realize you guys took, you know, that individualized approach. So, and I think that kind of plays into your guys' overall philosophy of, you know, wanting to create an experience for the customer, right? So it's not just shelving for products. It's about the whole experience that somebody experiences when they walk into the pharmacy. So I guess kind of beyond that, how is your vision different than some other pharmacy design companies out there?
Yes, absolutely. For us, also, if it's a very important part, the design, the layout is not only this. It's just one of the steps you have to done to have a very successful pharmacy in your community. First of all, what we notice this worldwide, that more and more the pharmacy has become towards more a retail, no? To go there and quickly go back, take your prescription and go. And the authority, the professionality of the pharmacy has been, let's say, go down a little bit during the years. Our realization as a unique, they want our focus in the figure of the pharmacist. For us, it's very, very important that the pharmacy behind the counter is and their staff start to become an authority of the health. So the idea more and more in the market that health and wellness is what the people are looking for, thanks also of all the medical step we did, and also the introduction of clinical service and the way in what the pharmacist can propose also a quick checkup is very important, because this bring back the role of the pharmacist like central together with the customer, so a one-to-one relationship and experience inside the pharmacy. I always advise to sell health product or related to health inside the pharmacy, because it's very vital, it's very important that is the pharmacist that advise this product. If I want just to spend less or to have a discount price, now we know competition is very high. You have the chain that have the power of discount, the power of low price. We have the online sector that more and more now, Amazon, PillPack, all these have the power. These the independent pharmacists have the power of the advice, professional advice. So, and this is incredible, incredible, because they really can make happy the customer and in the same time keep their life better, enhance the wellness of the people, not only take care of their sickness. So the really transformation that the market of today create in the pharmacy and what all the pharmacy have to figure out is this. Abandon, left behind the idea of the war of the price. Leave this to the big chain, leave this to the online sector. You don't need metal, cheap fixture. You need a place that enhances your professionalism. And this is our vision, and I think it's a very winner vision because the result we have in all these years is huge. And also give back what the pharmacists deserve, to be seen like a professional person, degree, that they are not only there to sell, but they are there to advise and to give a recommendation for the health and to live better for all the family. So,
yeah, no, I think that's a great way to put it. And I think a lot of times independents forget about that, right? So they feel like they have to compete with the chains or the online programs, and they forget that their differentiation is the power to give advice and make that one-on-one connection with the customer.
Absolutely. This is how you can win your battle also in terms of profits and be also happy as a professional and degree person. So absolutely, I recommend this kind of vision for the pharmacy of today market in the future.
Yeah. So with that, you know, with marketing, I mean, that's kind of my passion and what we do, but how do you see a pharmacy design factor into the overall brand of a pharmacy?
More and more we understand the power to become a brand. Of course, everybody talk about brand, but brand is something that you achieve in years. It's not something that you call Sartorietto Verna and you became a brand, because it's not like that.
Right.
We like, but brand right now is something that is inside the mind of your customer. So you became a brand when your customer, when they have a problem or a need, immediately come your name in their mind. So it's a long pathway. So what I mean is to build a brand, it takes time. So you have to see in the view of a long pathway for have long-term results. Because of course, if you start to discount, if you start to do other view to see the pharmacy, maybe in the quick time you have results, but then you will not have in a long term result. To become a brand give you this possibility and give you also in the mind of your customer the trust. No, everybody now, everything is based on trust. So if your customer trusts you, the start, the word of mouth that bring you is like a domino, more client. And so brand today world is very, very important to start. How to start this now? So, well, first of all, check your pharmacy. So look at what you have now. So what your customer like about your pharmacy, because this is just a first step that you know you have people that are your fan and come back and are loyal people. Then, of course, there is all many, many steps to do the pathway of the brand. Of course, to become unique. This doesn't mean only in the exterior, so with our help to create something that there is not in the market, but also check what you propose in terms of good products, products that maybe they can't find online. We have a lot of experience in our client that start to create their online, because maybe they understand there was not this product available in the market, and they start to produce by themselves and sell like a distinctive brand of the pharmacy. This also is very important. Cioè, create your own line of product, or if you have not the possibility to create your own system. Let's talk about, I don't know, cleaning or skin detergent of the face. If this pharmacy have their own advice in three product, put these three product together and offer to your client the solution for that. So all these help. Another important factor is the storytelling. Every pharmacy, every environment have a story to tell. We have just to understand it and tell this story to your customer. If your pharmacy is a company that have a generation and generation of people working for the same goal, it's important to show to your client. If there is a beautiful landscape or a church or something that is important for the customer, for the community, bring these elements as focal point in the pharmacy. Because sometimes also a small kick, no? A small remind, or make in the mind remind there is this pharmacy there that they do this. All these create the idea of brand. Another important point is the position. Every time I talk with the client, but this in US, like in Canada, like in the Middle East, in Europe, and I ask, what do you sell in your pharmacy? The answer 90% of the time is, general, I sell everything. Okay, this is not so good, because if you start to ultra specialize yourself in something, if you know that you are good, for example, in vitamins, you need to create a position of the market for you in the way that you became the number one, and the people will remind this, and you will become more and more specialized. So as you can see, there are so many things. Yeah. It's not only fixed story. It's really a way to think, a new vision of the pharmacy.
Yeah. And that's, you know, you touched on a lot of good points, and that's what we encourage our clients to do as well, is, you know, focus on those services that are going to differentiate you from your competitors, and try to, you know, carve out your place in the community that way. And, sure. You know, just to touch back on with the pharmacy itself, I think a lot of times the pharmacy owner underestimates the power of the first impression, right? So they forget what it's like to walk through the front doors because they always come in the back. So they don't think about, you know, what a new customer may see when they come into the pharmacy for the first time. So,
yeah, it's very important sometimes, to restart. So let's go and think that you are a customer, go out, maybe in the night, maybe in the day, and start from the windows. Check what a person that maybe is not your client still see when he go through. Sometimes I'm scared. I see pharmacy dark, people that don't smile, sometimes dirty, a mess, not tidy at all, fixture or product, very messy. And this is important because, first of all, your pharmacy is an health store. So for me, first of all, I have to be all in order and divided by category and very visible. So from the outside, to have a name that attracts or a logo that is something that you can remember or attract you or make you make question, who are they, what they do, let me check. And then, of course, when you go inside a pharmacy, for me, is very important, but not only pharmacy, at all for me in retail. The person that is behind the counter or is behind the cashier have to have a big smile. Also when he's down, negativity is not good. Pharmacy, a lot of people come because they are sick or they have people that are sick. If you have a smile or encouragement words, a thank you, see you again, it's always nice. Remind this in the mind of the people. So customer care is very important. Then inside, what I see, it's too many metallic metallic fixture that looks like a chain. This is not good. It was good in the 1970s because it was a news and everywhere was only wood. But now let's distinguish between what is the chain, the drugstore that they go cheap from what is a professional environment. So you don't need to expo thousands of products because most of the pharmacy have a good stock warehouse. But what you expo have to be expo very well. So you can maybe half the product you have, but choose very carefully what is the proposal that you do to your client. It's not necessary if you are independent to fill totally the fixture, but they need to have the right light. They have to be a category and good explanation, because if you are not there next to the client, he needed to be by himself, understand the sector and what are your advice. For me, it's very important. Make feel always there is the recommendation of the pharmacist behind every choice. So another thing that I recommend to check what are the today problem. Because I still go inside the pharmacy and see categories that are very old, obsolete. Come on, we are in a world that is digital. Our kids have a problem that before they didn't have. First, there are a lot of people problem with the blue light. So why don't propose the glass for masquerade and sleep better? So I think that a duty of the pharmacist today is to understand that your customers are not only the old or middle age like me, but also the millennial. And for talk with the millennial, you need to talk their language. And so the pharmacy must be, and this depends, of course, where is the pharmacy, but if it's a pharmacy that is open to a lot of stage of life, you need also to consider this.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And, you know, I was just going to touch on social media too, in the sense when you were talking about, you know, always have a smile on your face, you know, welcoming the customer, because it's so easy for people to turn to social media these days and use it, especially as a negative platform, right? So if they go into a pharmacy and, you know, have a bad experience because the staff is grumpy and all of that, you know, they can turn to social media and, you know, before you know it, everybody in the community can know about it. And it just happens to be that somebody in the pharmacy was having a bad day, but it ends up being a much bigger thing.
Yeah, these are the good and the bad of to be everybody social, no? But you can use, I recommend anyway that the pharmacy have a website that is online, offline, because I think that it's good if you have your pharmacist always inside your pocket, no? So if you can ask also a distance something to your pharmacy and he answer you. Absolutely. Now everybody of us are judge worldwide, yeah, because every work you do, the people can comment. And this is just something that make you feel to do better and better. And I sincerely, if I have someone that critique me, is not a problem. I open the discussion. I want people tell me also something that didn't go good, because for me it's a way to grow in my profession. Sometimes it's more challenging something that go wrong that everything go good, also if it's good for business. So the same for the pharmacy. Put yourself in the game. So put your website, create a website that is not only a sell point, but to have a blog, to have something that you make feel the distance less and less between you and your customer. And the word of mouth is the best advertising you can have. So you will not have one bad day or one bad word that can destroy your reputation. But you have to start to create your reputation. This is part of the brand. to start a long pathway to become strong in this. And what happened is then your customer became really loyal to you. So it's good because this is a base of your profits that is always there. And the word of mouth create a fan, create other people that maybe for curiosity come inside the pharmacy. But it's important that the pharmacy today is offline and also online, not leave the offline only to the chain or to is good in technical. Now it's very easy also from your cell phone to do something. So really everybody, every pharmacist owner can do by themselves a good website page or ask a professional. That is always the best way to do it.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point is, you know, you have to be online but offline as well. You know, we encourage our clients that, yes, while it's great to, you know, market online, you can't forget about the offline interaction.
Exactly.
And
exactly. Yeah. So, but always also offline to have a strategical differentiation, cioè be different. Don't repropose the same product that you can find in every independent pharmacy of the community, of the area. So you need to be, like we say before, something special, something that you are unique and recognizable in the market. This is very important. Originality.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So I want to shift gears just a little bit and talk about your book, Do You Speak Pharmacy? And I have to say, I loved the beginning part where it says static doesn't work. So I thought that was great. You know, we always have to be evolving in this industry because, you know, from a consumer standpoint, their needs change, but then also just on the industry side, you know, things constantly change. So can you tell our listeners what a 5-star pharmacy means?
Yeah, sure. Thank you for my book. Want to be a very quick and easy guide for every pharmacy. So it's been written for this purpose only. And what is a 5-star pharmacy? I was reflecting the word of one of my clients in Luxembourg that he was saying that, you know, we go in a travel, in a trip, and you have a restaurant with 3-star Michelin. You go in a hotel that is rated by star, but of course nobody rate pharmacy, not anymore, not still, not yet. So a 5-star pharmacy is a pharmacy that is have some cardinal rules that I have in mind. No, one we talked before is brand. Then it can be focus, trust, love, commitment. So brand, we talk to create a brand, you need to do a pathway and many steps that include to revolutionize a little bit your front end, also maybe the service, so the staff act of your pharmacy, your logo, the design, the graphic, the category. Focus also is to focalize yourself in something that you do best. So again, it's what we talked before. Trust. The trust that you want your client having for you. So establish emotional values that are recognized from the community. And this love that have to be first in your profession. I think that who does the pharmacist is because they love the customer that they consider a patient. And of course, it's a business, but in first, I think if they took this degree, it's also for help the people. And this love has to be shown. Sometimes I saw so many pharmacists that are very shy, they don't show. Maybe you can have a staff that help you in this, no? That can show this love the pharmacy have for their customer. And so all these factor make for me a 5-star pharmacy. That is what I think the pharmacy need to be in the future, more and more, and this will help also with the actual market. Give all this service, proposed service, always new that follow what are the needs of the people, help the people stay more in the pharmacy, so not go do the prescription and run away, but use the pharmacy like an extension of what is the community. I like to put community board. I like to create events inside the pharmacy for kids, for pregnant lady. A pharmacy that is alive. There are pharmacies that maybe they close in the night once a month. They transform in restaurant where they call the chef for teach diabetics how to cook their meal in the good way. This is to be a pharmacy today. You need a lot of creativity and sometimes go out to the market. No, don't think only I need to sell medicine. Yeah. You are a health and wellness consultant. So you are my consultant. If I want to feel better, how I can do what I have to do, and you have to answer the answer for me. So this is my view of five-star pharmacy, a pharmacy that put the customer in the center and where the pharmacist is really a prepared professionist that give good advice.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a definitely... Hopefully everybody listening can strive to be a five-star pharmacy. You gave a lot of great ideas.
Yeah, also in the book I did, I don't know if you saw it, but I did a chapter with do and don't. So just a quick tip, mm-hmm. No, don't do this, it's better to do that. So with the image, so you can really, from tomorrow, you can adjust what is wrong, if something is wrong in your pharmacy.
Perfect. So where do you see the pharmacy industry going in the next 5 years? Any trends that you see coming, or kind of just as an industry as a whole?
Yeah, I think that one element that is very important and there will be more and more in the next years is create environment that are sustainable. So there is a huge attention now for our planet, so for the material that we use, and so also the material that we use inside our pharmacy need to be checked and to be in the same line. We recently, in August, we opened a pharmacy that we designed for a huge pharmacy chain, so not independent, that ask us to design a pharmacy green. So a pharmacy that use most of the material natural. So wood, glass, recyclable plastic, petals of flower also we use in panel. So this is important. I think that take care of the eco sustainability is very important. We have also a line of fixture that is totally recyclable. And so one of the point where I see the pharmacy industry is to go towards this sustainability of our pharmacy. Another is more and more the service will grow. So when the pharmacies will understand the power they have, like now in US already, but in many different countries, of course, it will be very easy for everybody to have a clinic or a physician or a specialist that work next to the pharmacist, because health is very difficult, need a lot of professional figure that work together with the pharmacist. So I think that service and so pharmacy that are ultra specialized with professionalists that come inside the pharmacy for do their appointment or their consultation. This is where the two road I see that global the pharmacies are going. Mm-hmm. So no product discount, no. Not this.
Perfect. Well, before we wrap things up, is there anything else you wanted to share with our listeners?
Just take a look, maybe tomorrow, make a walk like you are one of your customers inside your pharmacy and look with a new eye. So maybe you will see that there is a lot to do, maybe not, because not all the pharmacy need to rethink in their role inside the community. But we are here to help. I will be soon in the NCPA multi-store location conference. So if someone want to make a drop or just have a talk or a coffee, I'm available to make it. If they come in Florida, I can't reach all the US, but it will be a pleasure. I always like to talk with the independent owners because it's important. It's what my family does from many, many years. And so this helps us to always stay update in the market and understand how to help.
Perfect. Well, I thank you again for joining me. I think you gave our listeners a lot of great ideas of you know, how they can make their pharmacy better, not just with design, but marketing and connecting in general. So I appreciate you joining me today.
Thank you very much. Thank you for this conversation. A nice talk.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Pharmacy Marketing Simplified podcast. Be sure to check out Pharmacy Marketing Experts at grxmarketing.com.
You were listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network's leading marketing podcast, Pharmacy Marketing Simplified, sponsored by the proven leader in pharmacy business development and support, GRX Marketing. For more proven strategies and ideas on marketing your pharmacy business, check out grxmarketing.com.